with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake.
Welcome back. It's the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Thanks for tuning in. It is the dog days of summer. We're right in the middle of it. And if you're not out grilling at least three or four times a week, you're in the minority. So we're going to talk about some summer grilling ideas. And, Bob, I see the show plan. You want to talk a little bit about skirt steak. That's a cut of meat that I bet I've only cooked maybe five times in my life.
That's more than most people.
Yeah. And so I know that you guys like it because you eat a lot of Mexican flavor profile food right at your house. And skirt steak, I believe, is in that genre,
always, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the average Caucasian can't even buy skirt steak, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well,
can you say that on the radio?
Well, you know,
Conrad?
I'm on.
I don't know.
I'm on the southwest side of town where
I live.
Oh
yeah,
and
you're in Little Mexico. You can pick it up.
There's a lot of Mexican markets over there, and some of the better ones have a meat market inside of them.
Oh yeah,
and you can walk in there, and I've always cheated and bought their already marinated with their spices.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Skirt steak.
Great. Because, how is it?
Well, it's good. It's good. Better than I could do.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me a bit of a flat iron in that you've got to be very careful. It's very lean.
Mm-hmm.
There is a decent amount. I mean, it's a different looking meat. There's a decent amount of connective tissue.
And there's a grain to it.
Yeah. Right. A very serious, and that's the tough stringy part if you're not careful.
Right.
So cutting it on the bias is the big deal.
And across the grain, right?
Yes.
Not with it. Don't ever cut with it because you'll be chewing on shoestrings. But
I pulled this off the net. It's called the Spruce. The Spruce Eats. It's a site I ponder once in a while. But it says it's a tough cut with thick grain. Comes from the beef plate primal cut. And if you, there's so wonderful. It's got a little picture here. And this is called The Spruce / Hugo LIN. So if you want to look it up, you'll see, you'll get a good idea as to maybe if you've ever cleaned your own deer, and most of you probably have, you'll notice this piece. And it's like, it's what you cut off the deer all the time and say, well, what am I going to do with that? Well, it's your skirt from a venison. And it is very stringy.
It's right down on the belly. It's from right behind the front leg, about halfway back, and it's the bottom of the belly.
On a pig, they would call it pork belly.
Right, right. and on a cow, they call it skirt steak.
It's a sexist comment.
Right,
skirt.
But it's a tougher cut, but when marinated, it's super flavorful.
Well, here's something I learned from this article. You can buy the inside or outside skirt. I don't know that I've ever noticed it mentioning that. And it said the outside skirt must be trimmed of the membrane. So that's when I started thinking flat iron, because the same thing with a flat iron, you know, you can get it trimmed or untrimmed. Now, Delsky Meats, Dave, when he was in the business, he sold a place, but he would not trim a flat iron. So when he sold it to you, you'd want to score it. And if you don't know what a flat iron is, I'm not going to try and describe where it's from because I honestly don't remember. It's in the front end of the cow, so it's got a chuck-type flavor. But it's very similar in that it's one of those pieces of beef that I think was overlooked all the time until clever butchers, ethnic types like this, in this case, the Mexican cowboys or the Mexican chefs or whoever started carving up the cows way back when were allowed to take that piece because they were just the workers, right? And here, that you keep that and you find a good way to make it. Well, skirt steak is that. Inside skirt doesn't need to be trimmed as much. And the way you cook it is quickly over a hot surface.
Right.
Now, you always want to grill it, right? Or you're not a grilling guy and just change a channel. But
right.
You're listening to the wrong show.
So it's kind of oblong, the ones I've purchased.
Yeah,
maybe
it's real
they're like
long.
Seven or 8 inches
looks
wide.
Looks like a big salmon flanker.
Right, and maybe like a foot, 2 foot long, depending on how big of a piece of it you get, but 7-8 inches wide, and maybe like an inch thick, inch
maybe,
and a quarter,
maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And so and there's a lineal grain that goes in it and
is
so,
diagonal.
Right. Yep.
Very much like the flat on a brisket is diagonal.
Right.
Versus the decal or the point.
Right.
It does that same thing. Very similar kind of characteristic, stringy.
Yep.
Although with a brisket you're going to cook it a long time. This you have to just flash it. And
because
you want
it's so thin.
It's, yeah. And there again, reminds me of a flat iron. You're going to go medium rare only.
Right.
You don't want to take this thing up to medium. You've ruined it.
Right.
Which my hamburgers were well done Monday.
Yeah. Did you walk away?
No, I was flying.
Yeah.
And guess what? Everybody loved them.
Sure.
Too many people like well done.
Right.
But with this piece of meat, I'm telling you, do not cook it well done. And skirt steak used to be cheap. Well, because of the influx of Hispanic population and the Mexican restaurants, just like trying to find a used flat iron right now.
Right.
I mean, the griddle.
Right.
You know, because of all these restaurants opening up, you can't get them very easily. Well, that drives the price of a skirt up as well.
Right. And these are, if you'll think about when you go order fajitas in a restaurant.
Great meat for fajitas.
If you order beef fajitas, then you're going to get probably this cut.
Or a flank steak.
Right. Either one. Yep.
And the butcher will swap them out for you in a heartbeat, and most people won't notice.
Right.
And they're both kind of similar and very good.
Right.
And cheap.
Yeah. And the flavor profile is where this is a very beefy cut.
I mean, now, this Hugo says the inside and outside have a good amount of fat within. And that's the part I love about it, because you do notice that. Remember when I used to do fried ends with the point, and I would cut those cubes up and throw them on the grill and flash them? Rob Russell and I'd be doing a show, and we'd throw those things
brisket,
on there,
yeah.
and they would literally see those little connective tissues. They look like little sparklers going off. They would snap, and you'd see a little flame
when they got
in
to
there.
A certain temperature,
yeah.
Right?
Very,
yeah.
Just a you know, again, it's entertaining somebody at the grill, right?
Right.
But this is that very similar connective tissue,
right?
Only we're gonna cook it fast and hot. We're not going to leave it on and try and break that down.
Right.
We're just going to make it safe and tasty.
Yeah, good stuff.
Because that's a connective tissue. It's not marble, so it's not going to make the meat juicy.
Right.
You'll dry it up real quick if you're not careful.
Yep. So medium rare, you're at 125 tops when you want to take that off. If you're using a thermometer, I think that it's worth mentioning in this case because it is a thin piece of meat.
Don't even bother.
You've got a hot. I mean, but
if you throw that little probe in there, you've got like a half inch variation.
Right.
You don't know where you're measuring.
Right.
You might measure the bottom side of it, and it's like, oh my gosh, it's
170. So yeah, because
no.
It's so thin.
No, you just do this by touch and look.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
But anyway, it's one of those things where it takes a little technique, and you know what. Be prepared that the first time you do it, it might be overcooked, but then you'll know. Just make a mental note on how long you had it on your hot grill.
Yeah, and it's got a really intense flavor, very much like a good chuck roast does. It's got that chucky thing going on. Now, lay that thing on a nice cutting board and look at the grain and make sure you're doing a 90 on that grain, and then bevel your blade 45. Now you've got the ultimate bias going on. And
what it's going to do is it's going to make a great chew with that
because it's going to fall apart.
It's going to fall apart when you bite it. Otherwise, you're ripping it, and that makes a big difference when you're
you'll be ripping it later.
Yeah. Anyway, coming up next, we might stuff your burger if Conrad will let us. So you're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.